A light seemed to come on in the eyes of several of the other moths, and they began to nod their enthusiastic agreement. But Jag seemed to be as stunned by the whole thing as Han, and he simply stood at the table frowning, trying to sort through the implications of what Luke was proposing. Finally, Jag turned to Luke.
"Why are you springing this on me now? It would have been good to have some time to think it over."
"For you," Luke said, nodding. "But I wanted it to be clear to the moths that this isn't something you arranged, that you're doing them a service, not making a power play."
"And doing the galaxy a service as well," added a round-faced moth with
beady eyes and two chins.
"Without our support, the Jedi Coalition will have a difficult time convincing Boatu and his fellow admirals that they've rejoined the Galactic Alliance."
"And with our fleets, the Alliance will have the power it needs to force the Confederation to the bargaining table," another moth added. "You could end the war, Commander Fell."
Jag sighed, and Han's insides began to twist into an angry knot.
"Seen in that light," Jag said, "I really have no choice."
Han quickly stepped between them, then whirled around to face Luke.
"That's it? You're just gonna let them change sides?"
"It's the best thing for the galaxy, Han," Luke said. "But if there's something you want addressed..."
"You're blasted right there's something I want addressed."
Han turned toward the table, blaster still in hand.
"Whose idea was it to sneak the nano-killer aboard Tenel Ka's flagship?"
Most of the moths' faces went from shocked or frightened to relieved. But one, a square-jawed moth with a military bearing and cold blue eyes, began to look worried, especially when the others nodded toward him. Han stepped to the table and pressed his blaster barrel to the man's head.
"Was it your idea?"
"Why do you care? My friends have appointed me to take the blame, so go ahead if you must."
Han thumbed the safety off. When no one tried to stop him from pulling the trigger, he glanced around the table at the masters, who all stood watching him with folded hands.
"What's wrong? Are you just gonna let me blast this guy?"
"It is your choice," Saba said. "This one does not think it will interfere with our peace deal. We have plenty of moths. Blast two."
Han began to feel more foolish than angry. He looked over at Luke.
"You too?"
Luke shrugged. "Nobody's going to miss one moth, not after all the killing that has happened here already. So do it, if it's going to make you feel better." Han looked back to Luke.